With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Andy Benoit, MMQB, joining us here at the table. How you been?
Bill, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm good. Before we get into handicapping this game, we're talking about these two teams. Give me your overhead kind of helicopter view of what the Packers did this year.
This past season?
Yeah.
I think they petered out and decided we have to change directions here. We need to button up this offense. And Aaron Rodgers, to me, remains the most fascinating quarterback I've seen because elite talent, obviously very smart. Nobody argues that. And he doesn't always play that way. He doesn't always play with discipline. And some of his best plays have been on the undisciplined plays, but so are some of his worst. And how do you play the other 10 guys around him if he's like that? It's a delicate balance. It didn't go the right way with McCarthy towards the end. Nice run for him, but I understand why they made the change. And Matt LaFleur, who's a little bit of a wild card. I mean, he's never been a head coach, of course. He runs a very scheduled offense, so very specific with the formationing, specific with the movement, pre-snap motion, stack and switch releases, all the stuff that Packer fans have been saying, hey, I need to do more of.
Right.
Well, they've got a guy that does that almost exclusively, so we'll find out if that's something Rodgers can do and stay on schedule with or not.
Defensively speaking, for as much as we talk about Aaron Rodgers, coachability, whatever people want to say about Aaron, the proof will be in the pudding eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But they need, to me, if you're going to tell you the top three things this team needs, you need the right side of the offensive line fixed because Bulaga's not getting any younger and that guard position was kind of a sieve. You need a pass rush. You're going to need safeties because you jettisoned a couple of safeties just for because,
yeah,
so to speak. Those are the top three things to me that this team needs, and I think you can get linemen in the draft and build within, but you need experience on the outside. If they're going to dip into free agency, and they'll have about $35 to $45 million to spend, if you're going to dip into free agency, that might be the areas you want to go.
I would agree with you. And LaFleur's scheme, he'll keep a sixth guy in to help pass protect. So if they're going to go offensive line, they probably would be comfortable doing that in the middle rounds, taking a second, third, fourth round guy, and then prioritizing with their earlier picks edge rusher, because Nick Perry, I think, if he's even healthy, he's kind of a rundown player. Not rundown, but like running
right.
downs.
Right, no, I got it.
Well, I thought rundown because that guy, Clay
he
Matthews.
He might not even be there. I mean, there's a good possibility they'll cut him loose.
And then Fackrell is not quite what the numbers suggest. And Clay Matthews, he's had a nice career, but he's at a different stage of his
career.
Would
you keep him and move him inside?
Because
that's the thought, that they would keep him and just put him inside and just lower that
salary.
I mean,
it would depend at what, if at the right price.
$5 million?
See, a $5 million. I might in that scheme because Mike Pettine wants to blitz and he wants to blitz you inside. So I thought Matthews was better inside than outside for the last 5 or 6 years now.
Yeah.
I'd probably do it at $5 million. But the hard part, though, is Pettine likes to play with six defensive backs on the field, which means you're only playing with one linebacker. So if you're only going to do that, I assume it's Blake Martinez that they would keep in the game as your every down linebacker. Now we're talking about paying Clay Matthews $5 million to play, 35% of the snaps?
Right.
The numbers might not quite work out on that sense.
So you're going to say go deeper into the secondary and continue to stack that?
I would. You know what I would start with, though? This dawned on me at the end of the year. I grew to kind of hate watching Green Bay's defense because every week you'd have to spend the first 15 plays just tracking what guy is playing what position at cornerback, slot corner, safety,
right,
who's where this week. I would get that figured out. They've got a lot of young players. Josh Jackson's a great example. He played every position he even played linebacker at times. That's hard to develop guys when, A, you're moving them around, but, B, you're moving the guys around them to different places as well. I think they need to get a little more narrow in who plays what position and then build from there. They got to figure out where exactly is Tremont Williams if he's part of the plans. Where is Jari Alexander? Where is Josh Jackson? And play him there, because what happened is they did a lot of different things, and, they're hard to scheme for because they do so many things. But you looked up, and at the end of the year, they really weren't very good at any of those things. They never had an identity defensively.
Talking with Andy Benoit of Sports Illustrated and the MMQB, I know Pettine's going to stay on, which I think is a smart move. We heard Matt LaFleur earlier say he really relies on him because he's the guy that's been there, done that.
Yeah.
How long do you estimate this takes to implement everything and a comfort level to kind of be achieved?
With the Patton and LaFleur relationship?
Yeah. Well, not only between those two, but between this team and the talent that they have and will accumulate.
They've got the talent right now to do what they want offensively. To me, that's the LaFleur-Aaron Rodgers relationship and how that goes. And that's the buzz around the NFL privately. Everybody has an opinion on that.
Right.
And
well, you've heard it down here. I mean, some people think Aaron Rodgers is uncoachable. Other people seem to think that LaFleur is going to be the guy for Aaron Rodgers. You know what I mean?
I've heard
nobody
the whole
knows.
Range. And I have heard some big-time coaches say, I wouldn't want Aaron Rodgers. And then others say, oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't that amazing?
That's amazing.
Heard the same thing.
Others have said, no, he's still the best player in the NFL. So I can't wait to see how that goes. And how that goes will dictate the offense, the rest of the offense. Defensively, Patton and LaFleur and whose philosophy goes with what. Patton's going to do a lot of different things. He's going to play matchup coverage. He's going to play defense like he's the offense and try to make the game on his terms. Which always goes back. We've talked about this a lot over the years, but that goes down to can your corners cover then? And that's why they've been investing in that position for a few years now.
Do you think this game, because everybody wants the next Sean McVay, and Sean McVay, Matt LaFleur, very tight, very good friends.
Yep.
LaFleur's already said, hey, he'll call him after the Super Bowl's over with. But how much of an influence do you think McVay will have on LaFleur and what Green Bay does?
I think there'll be quite a bit. Remember, LaFleur also was under Kyle Shanahan
right.
The year before. So, and those are the two coaches, when I've asked around the NFL, hey, who are you studying offensively, I've only heard two teams mentioned the last couple of years, the Rams and the 49ers. Even though the Niners don't have the production, what they do schematically is as good as anyone, and if Garoppolo's healthy, that's a playoff-caliber team. So LaFleur has really had some exposure to some of the best. I think he's a little bit more... he probably has a few more it's interesting, Bill, because I think he has some Shanahan tendencies in the way he designs his routes, but I think he has some LaFleur or some McVay tendencies in the way he formations and lines up. He keeps everyone tight to the formation.
Good stuff, man. Always love seeing you, buddy. I appreciate you stopping by.
I appreciate you, Bill.
Fantastic stuff. Check out Andy Benoit on Sports Illustrated, the MMQB, and on Twitter at
Andy_Benoit.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.